Chris Holmes is here from the Rail Future, which campaigns for better train services. Morning.
Good morning.
Thanks
guys.
For coming in. I know it's not, the weather's not great out there for you at the moment.
Not
it?
Nice at all.
No. I got on an East Coast train week last Saturday to go to London for the day and back without realising I'd forgotten that there would be no more from this weekend. That's it, no more East Coast.
No more East Coast now and out is Virgin. Although it's labelled as Virgin, it's actually a partnership between Virgin and Stagecoach. Virgin having the smallest share, but yet labelled, all the trains will be labelled up and all the staff will be wearing Virgin uniforms.
So in terms of the service you get, if you're going to go online and book a train ticket to go to London or up to Edinburgh, because it's like that, it's literally that train line, what difference are we going to see as a customer?
As a customer, initially, we will see nothing apart from a change in the logos and the branding. As time progresses, we will see all the trains relivered. We will see an increase in services. In 2-3 years' time, we've got the new Intercity Express passenger trains coming into service, which will see the slowly fading out of the old HSTs and the electric 225 units.
The timetable then currently, so if I booked an East Coast train for next weekend or next Friday or Thursday, the timetable would be the same, exactly. So I'm not going to turn up and find, well, no, your ticket's not valid.
No, exactly the same as it was last week and the week before. The next timetable change, which affects the country, not just the East Coast mainline, takes place in May. So until May, everything stays the same.
So, as a passenger, is it good news today or not? How are you feeling about this?
I think it brings to an end a period of uncertainty for the staff and for all the passengers, because it's been in the hands of a publicly owned private company, a directly operated railways. So it brings to that end that uncertainty. The staff now know who they're working for. There's a long-term plan. They've got the franchise for the next 15 years. So, you know, we can now sit down and develop a service to suit the passengers.
It's been a mess, hasn't it?
It has, actually. If you trace it right back to when it was first privatised in 1996, a company called GNER had it. They ran it really successfully up to May 2005. They were then re-awarded the franchise, but they'd overbid. They just totally overbid in a desperation to keep the franchise. They were stripped of the franchise in 2006, although continued to run it for a further year till a company called Stagecoach took over. They ran it till November 2009, when they handed the keys back effectively, because again they overbid for the franchise and could not afford the payments. So that's when it became operated by the government, or this privately or publicly owned private company.
What a mess. It is, isn't it?
It has been a mess, and let's hope, if you look at how Virgin have operated the West Coast Main Line, yes, there are some issues there, there always will be, but they've not done such a bad job, and let's just hope that the lessons that they've learnt on the West Coast Main Line, they can then bring across to the East Coast Main Line.
Eventually then, finally, and I mean, you know, you're from Rail Future, this is your job to keep your eye on this, I'm assuming. Do you ever say? Do they ever ask you?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Do they listen?
Yeah. We like to think they do. They certainly make a point of listening to us, whether they take away and act on it. You know, it's anything that happens in the railway industry, it takes a long time to filter through. But yes, there are things that we have said that, you know, eventually you do see happening.
You think Virgin, in eventually, when they've got their chance, that we'll have a better service then on that line?
I believe so, yes.
Right, that's an endorsement. And
I'm sticking my neck on the line there.
Okay, well, we'll keep our eye on it. But it is a historic Monday. It's good to see you, Chris. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Lisa.
Chairman of Rail Future on Breakfast this morning.